Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, November 10th. November 10th already, wow. I looked at that and I went, it can't be November 10th. I thought it was November 1st. It's, you know, it's almost Thanksgiving and then it's Christmas and then it's going to be New Year's. We're almost there. Wow. It went by so fast. Anyway, it's Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and we're having a lovely autumn day. And we're going to talk about a subject that is, well, I there are times when I want to say this is a really interesting subject to me, but all of the subjects are really interesting. This one is unique. This is more unique than what we usually talk about. And we're going to be talking about fabrics, fibers, natural fibers, and other kinds of fibers, and specifically how they can contribute or not contribute to our health. And this is a subject when I read this website, I went, oh, I understand this because I know that one of the first things that I ever said about natural fibers was my body feels better when I wear them. And what you're going to hear today kind of explains that. And I noticed that like the highest ranking fibers in terms of health benefits are the fibers that are my favorite fibers. So anyway, my guest today is Melanie Ellison. She's a young entrepreneur who established a business called Life-Giving Linen in order to provide affordable GOTS-certified organic linen bedding and garments and other miscellaneous products to individuals seeking better health. Hi, Melanie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Okay, so now one of the things that I find most interesting is people who do something so completely different that the idea came from within themselves because nobody else is doing it. So obviously you're one of these people where you're doing something so different. So how did this come to happen that you're doing what you're doing?
Well, all throughout my life, we have found as a family that there are many more solutions going the natural route than from allopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. For instance, you could have $2,000 of blood work done and come out of there and they say that you're fine and you still know that there's something wrong or something you just don't feel up to snuff. And so we've been excited to find that there are natural solutions that go kind of on a deeper level than the allopathic medicine would find. They're great for acute conditions and emergencies, but some of the chronic things can be better treated and avoided through natural means. So that was kind of the foundation that led into when I heard about the linen frequency study 5 years ago. And I'll just explain that real quick here. It's an exciting study where Dr. Heidi Yellen, she's a Jewish doctor, and she performed the study, and she found that everything has a frequency. And so,
what does that mean, a frequency?
Yeah,
we might as well talk about this now.
Yeah, we might as well. So they used a farmer's device where he measures the frequency of crops to know when they are at their ideal stage to harvest. And so that was the same device that they used to measure the fabrics. So according to this study, the signature frequency of the human body is 100, and polyester and silk are down at 15, like a nearly dead person. The lower the number, the more it puts a strain on the body. So cotton is about 40 to 70, and if it's organic, then it's 100, so it's neutral. But the exciting thing about linen is it's a supercharged frequency at 5,000 units. So it gives the body extra energy to heal and to, you know, just have better quality of life. So I was really excited to learn about this study. And regardless of whether or not our listeners believe in frequencies and that kind of thing, linen is one of the most ancient fabrics. Throughout the Bible, we read about linen all the time. Every time an angel's mentioned, they're dressed in linen, and the Messiah was wrapped in linen swaddling cloth, and he was buried in a linen cloth. And the priests in the temple and the tabernacle wore linen, which is interesting because it's an antibacterial fabric, so it would have protected them from all the dead animals and the blood around them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and also Alexander the Great used something called linen thorax as an armor. So it's an ancient fabric And it survives through the course of time as one that's a wonderful fabric.
It is interesting how ancient some of these things are. And when we just look around in the modern world today, we're surrounded with things that are both ancient and modern. And unless we study a little bit, we don't really know which is which. And linen is one of those things that it's probably one of the first fabrics.
Yes, I believe so, along with wool, probably.
Probably linen and wool.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that linen is made from flax. A lot of people don't know that right off. But if you think about it, you eat flax seeds, and they lower your cholesterol, and they're great for your health. But we don't so much eat cotton seeds, you know?
Well, we do. We do. We eat cottonseed oil.
Yes, and it's not the best for our health.
Junk food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that a fabric made out of a plant that the seeds are good for us would also be good for us.
Yeah, it seems like talking on a frequency level that there's, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that everything has its own frequency. That's one of the things that you're finding from this study.
Yeah, everything living.
Everything living has its own frequency, and things that aren't living don't have frequencies at all, because the frequency is like measuring, we could say, life force, for lack of a better term.
Yes. And it's a very scientific thing. It's not a new age type thing. It's, you know, it can be measured scientifically. So I want to make that clear for listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Because I know this is something different that we, you know, we talk about toxic chemicals in terms of man-made industrial chemicals. But to me, all these other things are also can be toxic. They can also affect our health in negative ways or positive ways. So it's not just toxic chemicals that are man-made. Although I think what we're going to find here, as we've already stated, that the man-made fibers are practically dead.
Right. But they put a drain on the human body.
Right. Right. And so that's another way to be toxic. But what I was trying to get to, saying all this, was that I think the way it works is that every living thing has its own, or type of thing, has its own frequency. So linen would be different from cotton, would be different from pine trees, would be different from human bodies. And some of them are more frequency compatible than other ones.
And it's also interesting to note that there's observable health benefits from linen. For instance, it's used for internal sutures because the body accepts it. And then in another case, Japanese hospitals use it for linen sheets because they found that their patients didn't have bed sores when they sleep on linen. So, and also it's antibacterial, it's hypoallergenic, so it's recommended for sensitive skin. People who can't handle other fabrics are often just blessed and soothed by the linen. It doesn't accumulate static electricity, causes 1.5 times less perspiration than cotton. It's great for summertime. And it's also effective in reducing fevers and inflammation. So it has all of these observable health benefits that people have written in about, testimonials and things like that, that confirm the frequencies.
Wow. I can't even express what I'm feeling right now. It always amazes me how nature can be healing, and how if we do the natural thing, then our bodies are supported, greatly supported by natural materials, whether they're foods or fibers or whatever it is, just being out in nature. And that what we do in our culture is that we do exactly the opposite. We don't respect nature. And instead, we say we're going to do these man-made things because it costs less or it's more abundant or whatever it is. And we just ignore all the good things that nature is giving us. And then wear dead clothes and things like that. Eat dead food, wear dead clothes.
Right. Yes, and I also find it interesting that science confirms the Bible on this. You know, things we read and we think, oh, that's an interesting story or whatever. But then science, time and again, confirms that there's a reason behind the Creator making such things for our benefit.
I have to interrupt you because we need to go to break.
Okay.
And we're supposed to be hearing little music, and I don't. So we're going to go to break anyway.
Alrighty.
Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Melanie Ellison, and we're talking about the life-giving qualities of linen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Melanie Ellison. She is the entrepreneurial founder of Life-Giving Linen at lifegivinglinen.com, and she's got a lot of information that she wants to share with us about linen. So, Melanie, I'm just going to let you talk for a bit.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, let's go in a little bit more to the fact that you were talking about other fabrics other than linen being not as good for us. And a lot of people know already that polyester is not the best for us, and they've gotten rid of polyester out of their closets. And that's actually where I recommend starting, is to just go through your closet and get rid of the synthetic materials. As a good start, you can keep the cotton for now.
Yes. I recommend that too. That was the first thing that I did. So, what I'm seeing here is that you and I have a parallel. It's all going to be parallel, because if I'm approaching it from a toxic chemicals viewpoint, I'm going to say get rid of all your synthetics. And you were talking about it from your health-giving perspective, and you're saying get rid of the synthetics.
Yes.
And I know the first thing that I did when I wanted to remove toxic chemicals was get all my synthetic things out of the closet.
Yes. So then you're usually left with cotton, which a lot of us thought is, you know, about as good as it can get. But what we're finding now is that much of our modern-day cotton is genetically modified. So eventually you want to, you know, gradually switch over to some linens in place of your cotton. And I at least recommend using linen on your undergarments, so everything that's touching your body, and then also bedding, because that is where you're spending many hours of your day, and it's an easy way to just change your sheets and especially pillowcases over to linen. But I want to go in a little bit more to these genetically modified things in the specific category of feminine products. And guys, don't tune out here, because you all have a mother, sister, wife, or some woman in your life who needs to hear this information. So what we are finding is that the plastic in feminine products increases women's estrogen, which actually causes them to bleed more, so that they buy more of these disposable products.
And that's horrible.
Isn't that horrible? Yeah, and when I first heard that, I thought, well, there's no way. But then I started hearing it from woman after woman that when they switched over to a more natural, reusable type of feminine product, that their periods were shorter and lighter flow and less cramping. So the disposable feminine products are also made with chemicals that have dioxins in them, which is a cancer-causing agent. And there was actually an article written, posted on the 22nd of October, just recently here on naturalnews.com, and I'm going to quote it here because it's so good to know this information. The article said, Monsanto's toxic herbicide has been found in 80% of feminine hygiene products. It is a chemical found in Roundup herbicide used on genetically modified cotton crops. Glyphosate, that's the name of the chemical, is a known cancer-causing chemical. The World Health Organization has classified it as probably carcinogenic, and many other studies clearly link it to an endocrine disruption process that leads to cancer. So it was through knowing some of this information, and then also through my own struggles with yeast infections, that I created the linen pleasant pads. And many of my friends switched over to them and started just reporting an incredible change in their quality of life and time of month, just going much easier and less cramping. And so I'm really excited about that end of things. And again, you can read more about this on my website, lifegivinglinen.com, about the specifics. But
I totally agree with you about this. I mean, I no longer need that product, being the age that I'm on at this moment. But that was one of the first things to go for me when I started doing living in a non-toxic way. And I just used cotton. I mean, nobody was even making them then, these pads. And so I just started ripping up cotton flannel sheets and making my own, because it just didn't make sense to me to be using all those chemicals.
And linen takes it one step further, because linen is antibacterial, and also it's stain resistant. So it's the perfect fabric.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. That's great. That's great.
And a lot of women don't know that they even have options as far as alternative menstrual products, but it's exciting to research and to see the testimonials of changed lives with that regard.
Well, I do see, because I know that there are several different options for women besides using the standard products. But I do see what you're saying about why linen is the best alternative, just from its health-giving characteristics.
Right. And for the men, too, as far as yeast infections, we do offer linen underwear for both men and women, and that can be helpful as well. So this is not just a women's side of the thing here.
Good. All right. So we just have a couple of minutes before we need to go to break again. So where would you like to go from here?
Well, I'd like to share some testimonials. We have customers in 50 states and 10 countries who have been benefited through the health benefits of linen. And so I don't know if we have time to share one of those now.
Why don't you share one of those now?
Okay. So here's from a lady named Darlene Murn, and she lives in Colorado. And she said, I had an unfortunate injury last year, which resulted in a severe and large rotator cuff tear. The end result was surgery. I could not sleep well for months on end, before and especially after the surgery. I would lie awake all through the night. I had to discontinue the pain pills because they made me sick and nauseous. During this time, a coworker told me about life-giving linen, linen's healing properties, and how it might help. So I tried linen bedding, first a pillowcase, and then I ordered a sheet set. I fell in love since, to my surprise and delight, my pain decreased and I slept better. To this day, they are the only sheets that I sleep in. So it's interesting to me that the healing benefits of linen are actually causing a reduction in pain for a lot of people with chronic pain, and we see this time and again.
I think that is very interesting. I've been sleeping on your pillowcase. Melanie sent me one, listeners, and I've been sleeping on it for about a week, and it just feels very calming.
Yeah.
And it feels, but you know, I'm a person who, there was one time when, I guess the first time when I ever saw like a big sheet of linen that I was around, I saw it in a store. It was purple linen. And I just wanted to wrap it all around my body and never take it off.
Yes.
And that was just the feeling that I had from it. And I, you know, I think I need to get myself a set of linen sheets because I've been wanting linen sheets for about 35 years.
Yes.
And now you're explaining why. And the pillowcase just kind of clinched the deal for me. We're going to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Melanie Ellison about the life-giving benefits of linen. And you can go to her website, lifegivinglinen.com, and there's a lot of information to read there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Melanie Ellison, who's established Life-Giving Linen to provide affordable, gut-certified organic linen bedding and garments and other miscellaneous things to people who are interested in improving their health. So, Melanie, I want to talk about linen itself and the different kinds of linen fabrics that are available, because you have a very special linen fabric, and so it's not like you can't just like go down to a fabric store and buy what you have, what you're offering.
Right.
So does, tell us, first of all, does it have to be organic linen?
Good question.
Yeah.
So any linen is going to be better off for you than the other fabrics. But for those who have health issues and who really want the ultimate as far as having health improvements, I recommend unbleached, undyed, because bleaches and dyes are also toxic chemicals. And then also the organic means that it is grown without pesticides. So basically you're getting the ultimate as far as health benefits. You're getting the linen frequencies plus also not adding any toxins on top of that. So my fabric is all of those things. It's unbleached, undyed, organic, and that's what we make all of our products out of. It's a lovely off-white. And it's,
yeah, I wanted to ask you, so how come it's white and not what I think is natural linen color?
So it does go through a natural hydrogen peroxide whitening treatment, but it's not bleached.
Okay.
So a lot of people who are coming in from, you know, regular white sheets, they still want kind of that look of the off-white. They may not be ready to plunge into the flax color.
So is everything that off-white, everything that you sell is that same off-white fabric?
Yes.
Are you going to be offering just the regular linen color too?
No, because this is the only organic that I have been able to find. So that's really important to us to keep the quality up. So.
And also, your fabric is GOTT certified. So would you explain to us what that means?
Yes, and you have a wonderful archive show on your site that I actually listened to this week explaining the GOTT process of how it goes through certification. So for any listeners who are curious and going into depth on that, you have an archived show on that. But
yes,
it's certified through the whole process of manufacturing to be according to the international standards.
Right. So what you're doing is that you're, and I want to clarify this just because this is an important point for our listeners, is that you are using a GOTT certified fabric, but you yourself are not a GOTT certified business.
Correct.
Yeah. And so that's not a criticism of you. I just want to point out that a lot of times people are confusing, different businesses are confusing about the difference between the fact that they are using a GOTT certified material and that they'll say something like that they have GOTT certified products in some confusing way.
Yes.
And that the product itself is not GOTT certified. So GOTT hasn't come and inspected you.
Correct.
And stuff. That doesn't mean that you aren't doing the way that doesn't mean that you're not making your products in a way that GOTT would approve of or
correct.
Even
we
exceed.
Do no dyeing or anything like that that would alter the organic qualities. So
yeah I mean you obviously understand the issues and obviously are wanting to make it as humanly possible, as natural as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and I want to share one more story, if I may.
Sure.
And this is kind of my story of coming into actually believing in the linen. I'd heard about it and thought, I don't know about this. You know.
Yeah, that was what I asked you at the beginning, and we got off the track.
Yes, this sounds kind of interesting, but who knows. So I started sleeping on linen sheets. And let me back up before that.
But why? How did you get from the toxic world into linen sheets?
Well, I heard the linen study, and that was what kind of made me want to try it out. But I grew up as a concert cellist, and I'm really goal-oriented, and I thought of that as a good thing. But at this this music camp, I ended up practicing 6 hours a day, some really intense music, and I ended up in severe pain. So for 18 months, I tried 20 different therapies, and I couldn't drive. I couldn't open the freezer to get the ice out. I couldn't. I was in severe pain. So nothing was working for me, acupuncture, physical therapy, chiropractic, nothing was working. And at that same time, I switched to sleeping on linen sheets just for the general health benefits. I wasn't expecting anything at all. And I was at a convention at this point, and the day before switching to the linen sheets, I had tried to take notes all day, and I was in pain, and I couldn't write. And that night, I slept on linen sheets, and then the next day, I was taking notes hour after hour, and there was no pain at all. And I thought, what is the only thing that I've changed? And it was sleeping on the linen sheets. So that made a believer out of me because I was not expecting anything to change, and that changed my health journey with my arms. So,
wow. Wow.
There's nothing like experience.
I'm just, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, you know, there's so many things that I've done to help my health, and I'm so much healthier than I've been at probably most other times in my life. I'm getting older, but my body's getting healthier.
Awesome.
And, yeah. And I don't look anywhere near my age. And
wonderful.
And yet there are still things that I'd like to improve about my body so that I'm moving now from like functional to optimum.
Awesome.
And so I'm just thinking about, you know, if I were to sleep in this life-giving, in a life-giving cocoon of linen every night, how much would that help my body? Oh my God. I mean,
yes.
Just doing that one thing.
Yes, and everybody's story is different. So it's interesting to see how everybody's bodies respond differently, but this seems to be a confirmed thing that many people have experienced with chronic pain being reduced or totally healed. So that's exciting to me.
That's exciting to me too. Gee. Well, so we have another minute or so, about 1 minute until the break. So why don't you read another testimonial?
Okay. So another one of the ones that I have is a lot of my customers experience poor sleep. So this woman was no exception, and she said she had a lifetime of poor, fitful sleep. It started in childhood before I even had a word to put to what was wrong. A noise, a flicker of light from the TV in the living room, a breeze, all conspired to keep me awake. I can say I knew that every hour of the night was passing as the years went by. She tried drinking milk before bedtime, even sleeping pills, until she found out about life-giving linen. So she tried a pillowcase, and she said, I didn't quite believe it would make any difference at all, but I bought a set of linen pillowcases and put them on my pillows right away. Then I walked away and forgot about them until the next morning. At 5 a.m., I opened my eyes and thought, what? What happened to the night? Where did it go? Did I really sleep through the night?
Yes, I had.
I slept through the night, and then I remembered the linen pillowcases. I'm sure that's what did the trick. So people are finding that they sleep deeper as well with linen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Melanie Ellison, who has put all this information together about linen and has taken it upon herself to provide us with wonderful products made from the best and purest linen possible, most life-giving linen that there is on the planet. And so you can go see her website at lifegivinglinen.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Melanie Ellison, and we're talking about the life-giving properties of linen. Melanie, you know, I just realized during the break that when I had my sofa recovered, I actually, this was maybe 20 years ago now, and I didn't want a toxic sofa. And so I actually had, I got an old, very old sofa, ripped everything off, so I only just had the frame, and then had an upholsterer kind of rebuild the cushions and stuff, and it's all covered with 100% linen in this beautiful plaid fabric.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, and so it's 20 years old now, and the fabric is just like it's brand new. It lasts so long, and
wow,
it feels so comfortable. And again, it's like I've always gravitated to linen. And I was just thinking also during the break that I had a bit of an epiphany over the weekend about how I want to dress. And, you know, I think that early on in my life, I was very fashion-oriented because that's our culture is fashion-oriented. And so I was raised to be fashion-oriented, and my mother was fashion-oriented. And as I went through life, I became less fashion-oriented because I didn't want to be wearing all those plastics and the polyester and all those, you know, the finishes and everything. And so as I looked for natural fibers, I like made this leap to natural fibers. But I was still looking at my natural fibers like with this fashion eye, like how could I get something that looked like fashion made out of natural fibers? And still that kind of went away. I mean, it was, but I can see where I still, all of a sudden this weekend, I saw like where I'm still thinking that way. And what I wanted all of a sudden was just to have very plain clothes. And that there was a period in my life where I had these cotton pants and shirts from India. They were just very, very plain. And I had them in every color, and I could buy these sets at the Berkeley flea market. And they were really baggy. But I had them in every color, so whatever color of the rainbow I felt like wearing that day, I could. But what I was feeling like was that I just wanted to, like, have beautifully draped clothes that were very simple and solid color, which I mostly have now anyway, but I buy like tank tops and capri pants and stuff. But I just want to have like linen clothing that I'd love to just have a set of linen clothing that are basic colors, and then wear beautiful scarves and beautiful necklaces and have the accessories make the look, but that I have flowing linen clothing next to my body all the time.
Yeah, and that next to your body part, that's the key. And that's what I recommend for people in colder climates like I am up here in Colorado. that just making sure that you have a layer of linen next to your skin. That's the most important. So the underwear, and then the bedding. But, you know, you can veer north that way and still have, you know, pretty clothes on the outside if you're not quite to the point where you are, Deborah.
Well, it is a process. It's a process to, like, go through this stuff. And I was even thinking, you know, I have on my bed cotton flannel sheets, but one of the things that I like is the quote unquote fashion of them, you know, that, and as I go through the year, you know, in the spring I have flowered sheets and in the winter I have plaid sheets, you know, all this. And I have a certain aesthetic joy out of doing that. But I went through a shift during the break where it was like, well, okay, good, but there's, you know, it's cotton and there's dyes and there's, you know, even though it's not toxic on my user end, it's GMO cotton and all this stuff. And I just really, I thought about just taking all the sheets away and just getting a set of linen, white linen sheets. And just that would just, those would just be my sheets. And the thought of that, it's like my whole body relaxed.
Uh-huh.
And just the thought of it, my whole body relaxed, because it's then the optimum environment for sleep. And it's based on how can I give my body what it needs rather than what color are the sheets.
Yes. And I think with all health, natural health remedies, you go through a switch, whether it's eating more healthy, you know, when you're craving the delicacies and the things that make you feel bad, you go through a switch of wanting to feel good more than wanting something that tastes good or that looks pretty, you know.
Right.
And I think once you experience that, that's what really makes the change. You have to experience it. And then you're sold, you know.
It is. And it's also like a step towards nature, which is really important to me, that I went through a whole thing of like moving out of consumerism into viewing myself as a being of nature. And so then I wanted to do what nature does. And the more that I live that way, the more I keep peeling away the industrialism and, you know, eat natural foods and wear natural fibers and use natural things on my body and see how I can fit into my ecosystem, then the healthier I get and the happier I get and the more relaxed I get.
Yes.
And here I live in Florida. So linen is my ideal bioregional.
It's perfect.
I mean, that's what people historically have worn in hot climates is linen.
Yes, it causes less perspiration than cotton even.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk a little bit about the production side of things since you're mentioning consumerism. All of our life-giving linen products are made individually in the USA here, and it's all from the GOP certified organic linen. So we try to have high quality and then also undercut costs of competitors to make them as affordable as we can. The sheets are an investment, but for those who are starting out with a pillowcase, that's the most affordable organic linen pillowcases that you can find are on our website. So, and then also with the feminine products, you actually save quite a bit of money by using a washable product. So our goal is to individually make here in the USA high quality and affordable.
Well, you're doing an excellent job, and I can tell. I mean, one of the other things that one of those intangible things that I know people can feel is that when something is made with a caring viewpoint, that you feel that in the product. And obviously, I mean, because like the bed that I sleep on is from Shepherd's Dream in California. And when I got it at the time, I could go visit the sheep, and I have slept in their showroom or in their workroom where they make the mattresses.
Wow.
And so when I have this bed, I think about, you know, talk about counting sheep. I mean, I really know where those sheep were. I knew where the wool came from, and I knew the women who were sewing it. And, you know, it's just such a different thing to have a handmade thing like that. With a caring person rather than having something made by on an assembly line in a factory.
Yes. Oh, I so agree. And we as seamstresses love to know about who we're sewing for and be thinking about them and, you know, what the linen might help them with their health. And so, and even for people who don't have health issues, you know, it helps with deeper sleep and just a better quality of life, even if you don't feel it directly. You know, some people aren't as sensitive, but it's still better. So,
well, I'm so glad that you came across the study and that you put together a business. So this is just giving us another layer of understanding of how we can help our health. That's just, I'm just so pleased that you're doing what you're doing and that you came to be on the show today.
Thank you.
So we have just a few minutes left, is about 2 minutes. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I'd just like to encourage people to not get overwhelmed, not think that you have to go out and get a whole new closet overnight. A good idea to do of how to change over is just one item at a time. So say you find a white linen shirt in a thrift store or something, then change out a white cotton shirt, get rid of that one. So just one at a time to veer north and switch over and start with a pillowcase is the easiest way. So to just encourage you to take one step at a time and not feel overwhelmed by having to do everything at once.
Let me just ask you very briefly, because we do only have about a minute left. What about ironing? Because I know that's the first thing that comes to my mind. You know, it's like you have to iron everything that's linen.
Yes.
So do you really have to iron it?
The quick answer is line dry helps a lot with that. The weight of the fabric pulls out some of the wrinkles. And, you know, for things that are your undergarments or your bedding, you don't really care as much if they're a little wrinkly. So.
No, but I know I have a pile of linen shirts sitting on a chair waiting for me to iron them.
Yes.
And I think that just needs to become part of my life, is to iron my linen shirts.
The other easy thing to do is to spray them with a spray bottle as they're hanging on a hanger. And again, the weight pulls out some of the wrinkles.
Oh. Good, good. That's good to know. Good, good. Okay. So we still have a minute left.
Okay. So for those who are interested in reading the details of the scientific linen study, that is also on my website, lifegivinglinen.com. I got in touch with the doctor who did the study. I wanted to find out more details, and I published them there on my website for those who want to read more about how that actually took place.
Good. And it's very interesting. I read it. And, I guess the last thought that I would like to leave people with is, just really, it made an impression on me to read the study and see that what a low frequency the synthetic fibers have, and the different frequencies of the natural fibers, and that it does make a difference to us. And it just added another layer of understanding for me, and a confirmation of seeing once again in another way how synthetic things, toxic things, petrochemical things are sapping life away from our bodies rather than contributing to it. So once again, thank you so much. You can go to Melanie's website at lifegivinglinen.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. Be well.